Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's a husband, a dog dad, a first baseman, and a fantasy football commissioner.
Being a commissioner for the league is tough, and I'm really excited. I'm wearing a suit today.
He also likes to fill the bathtub with hard work and Jets tears.
I can't take any more disappointment. That's what he used to say when we watched the Jet games together.
But his most important job is being a Vin FL insider.
I haven't enjoyed a football season since 1969.
On 96.5 The Fan, here's Vinny Pasquantino.
We are going to be joined by Vinny Pasquantino in just a second. I want to get his thoughts a little bit on the baseball postseason. World Series matchup is set, and of course, talk plenty of NFL. We'll start our conversation with Vinny after he was on national television all week long there in New York City.
Fancy.
Suited up. He had the. I know Bobby was giving you a hard time for having the suit button and everything, but you look sharp, man. How was it?
Yeah, it was great. I had a blast. I had a really good time, and then I'm heading up to Toronto tomorrow night to work the World Series a little bit.
Hey!
Oh, what are you working in? What capacity?
I'll be an MLB correspondent for the league, so I'll be doing some media day stuff.
Nice.
And then I'll be at game one. I think I'm doing like post-game interviews with some players and things like that.
That's awesome, I guess. Congrats for starters.
Thank you.
But also, Thanks. Did you buy a fresh suit just to go on TV? New suits?
No. Surprisingly, I had a few suits. those were suits that I had. One of them was, I actually can't remember why I had the first one. The last one I bought in London a few years ago, and the second one I bought earlier this year for some flights. So I was ready to go. But yeah, Bob made sure to let me know that I need to unbutton that thing.
I did see I think it was on Instagram where he made that post as well. I'm just curious, what was the take us behind the scenes though of going on the show and everything. So did you have a meeting about what you guys were about to do, like a normal show? What was the setup for you all week?
Yeah, so I was basically in the green room all week. I'd get the shows from 3 to 6. I would go on a little after 4 most days, so I'd get there around 1:32. I'd get prepped. They have full wardrobe department. A lady named Christine, she was awesome. She helped me with all my outfits and everything like that. I would talk to the first day I met with Nick for like an hour. We talked about, kind of how we wanted the show to look that week. And so I met with him. I met with Danny Parkins a few times. So a few Kansas City people.
Yeah.
Which I had to let them know that I do this show once a week. Because that's where they worked, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Danny did a show with Carrington. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what Nick did, but obviously some Kansas City roots, which was pretty cool. So and then you know, I'd get prepped with the microphone, everything like that, and during commercial breaks would go take my spots.
How was the craft services situation? Good snack
there,
situation?
I didn't eat once while I was there, so I'd eat before I'd go in.
I didn't know. Were you too nervous or you just didn't want to?
They had food options. No, I wasn't nervous at all, surprisingly. You guys have prepped me for years.
There you go.
Just doing TV.
You just didn't want to, like, you didn't want to ruin the clothes? You didn't want to have something in your teeth? What was it?
No, I just wasn't hungry because I had the mornings to myself, so I'd eat. Ready to go.
We're going
to
ask you about the NFL as well, but the World Series matchup was set last night. What do you make of Dodgers and Blue Jays?
I think it'll be a fun series. There's a lot of fun tweets going around about how Otani's on a plane to Toronto, which is fun. if you get that reference from John Murray. Interesting for the Dodgers because they just had to sit at home yesterday and kind of wait, you know, whether they would be hosting games 1 and 2 or have to go to Toronto. So I'm sure they would have rather, for travel purposes, I'm sure they would have rather it been Seattle. But I think, you know, I think these are the two best teams right now. Obviously, they're, you know, the final two standing. I think it'll be a pretty good matchup. I think it's good for baseball that it's these two teams.
Why do you think it's good for baseball that it's these two in particular?
Well, I think as a player, you like to see the teams that spend. If it can't be your team, you'd rather it be the teams that are, you know, paying players to make it to the end. So obviously the Dodgers do it, and the Blue Jays, you know, just coming off that extension for Vlad where they went up to $500 million for him. And, you know, I could have made the same argument for Seattle too. That at the deadline they went, you know, they went really hard to get Josh Naylor, to get Eugenio Suarez, to get these guys. So you like to see that as a player, that the teams that are making the big moves are the ones that are standing at the end if it's not your own team.
As a player, what's it like? I mean, you've gone up against Shohei, you've seen him in person, but what's it like seeing him do what he did last week, and obviously 3 for 3, 3 homers, 10 strikeouts, 6 innings. As a sports fan, whereas I've never seen anything like it in my life, you play the exact same sport as him. So what's that like to take in?
Yeah, it's just insane. And it's not often that in baseball you can win a National League Championship MVP in one game, but it was pretty much earned with 3 homers and pitching the way he did. So, yeah, I mean, that's just an incredible game. Probably the best game by an individual ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just crazy the things that he can do. The fact that team is full of stars and he's still the one that gets talked about nonstop is crazy. So it's not that he's playing a different game, but boy, he is something special, that's for sure.
Vinny, if they made you pitch for 30 starts, what would your ERA be?
Probably like a sub 2.
What's your fastball coming in these days?
Ooh, good question. Probably low 80s, but it moves a lot. So I'm going to make it tough on guys.
Yeah, break. You get a lot of break. Let's move to the NFL side. Nick Wright did what we tried to do earlier in the week. On Tuesday, we said a very similar thing to you. Are you ready to quit on your Jets yet?
I'm never going to quit on them. I'm never going to quit on the Jets. That is a guarantee. However, it's time to probably start shifting my focus a little bit into seeing more red.
I like it. I like that thought. You sound just like, I don't know if you saw the viral video, there was a Jets fan leaving the game. You know which one I'm talking about, I think.
Because
the kid was basically like, I hate this team, but I'm still a Jets fan.
Yeah, that was tough. That's a tough video. That got sent to me probably 100 times yesterday from a whole cast of characters. Got it from Tommy Pham, got it from a few different people. So, yeah, that kid is speaking the truth. It is tough right now. And, you know, at this point, you're kind of hoping they get the number one pick. I don't know who they would take at this point, but there's a lot of 1-6 teams around, too. So I would imagine if I know the Jets, they'll be picking around 4 this year. They'll make sure that they don't do a rebuild right, too.
When you get to the rest of the NFL, we know the Chiefs are one of the best teams in the league. I want to ask you about a couple teams people aren't as sure about. The New England Patriots, you've seen them, Drake May. Where do you put them amongst the top teams in the AFC? Do they deserve to be a part of that Bills conversation? Used to be the Ravens, not this year at the moment. The upper end of the AFC?
Yeah, I would think so at this point. And they've got the coach. Seems like they've got the quarterback. They've got some pretty good weapons, play good defense. So it's a solid team. And they went to Buffalo and beat Buffalo up there. So it's not an easy place to go and win. So it seems like they do belong in that category.
We'll get your top five teams, the latest top five teams in the NFL here in just a second as we're talking to our VNFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. Kansas City, Vinny's coming off a 31-0 beatdown of the Raiders. That's now three straight weeks. They're 28, I guess, against Jacksonville. But they're averaging essentially over 30 points a game here the last 4 weeks. And the offense and the whole team seems like they're back to being that dominant force. Do you believe that they should be what they are right now, which is the Super Bowl favorites?
Yeah, which is crazy to be the Super Bowl favorite, and if the season ended today, wouldn't even be in the playoffs.
Right. I know.
Right?
Like, yeah, they're the 8th seed right now.
Like, I'm thinking about my top five list, and there's no way I can't include them. And then I'm like, wait a minute, they're not in the playoffs at this moment. But obviously, right, they're going to be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But it's just kind of crazy to think that. I mean, they're having fun on offense again. That's probably fun for you guys to watch. Feels like it's been a few years where it's been a little bit grindy on offense. But now they're having fun. They're doing. Mahomes is yelling at the sidelines and then calling the play. That's fun. Look at you guys just having a good time again.
That always stands out, by the way. That's when you know the Chiefs are rolling, Vinny. When they start, like, picking on teams, they're doing, like, ring around the Rosie or whatever, that's when it's usually good.
Yeah, when they start messing around, that's when they get scary. Yeah, they're really good. They're in the top five for sure. They deserve to be the Super Bowl favorite because who in the AFC you think is going to beat them right now?
No,
even if they got to go to their place.
I think that's fair. You brought up the acting from Patrick Mahomes there at the line of scrimmage. I'm just trying to think, do you wish in baseball you guys were able to do a little bit more of that? You know, just messing around and just kind of toying with the opponent?
Yeah, I don't even know if there's like an opportunity.
Hidden ball trick is all you got, I think.
Hidden ball trick. Sometimes I get to talk to guys at first and we'll pick them off. other than that, there's not really any opportunity for it.
Do you try to mess with them, distract them with the things you're saying? Maybe they won't pay as much attention as they lead off?
I don't try to distract them. I just try to be in their ear the whole time.
Okay. I like it. Let's get you. You mentioned your power rankings. Let's get to them, Vinny. Who are your current top five teams in the NFL?
Well, again, I need to preface with this is what has happened thus far.
Uh-huh.
It's not odds for the Super Bowl. It's what has happened thus far. So the Colts are number one.
Okay.
I'm putting them at number one. You know, just good for them. Good vibes. Number one seed in the AFC. I'm going to put the Lions at number two because last night they looked fantastic.
Okay.
I'm going to put the Chiefs at number three, mostly because there is a little bit of they feel like the best team right now. I'm going to put the Packers at four just because they're currently at the head of the NFC. So
Micah Parsons coming off his best game of the year.
Yeah, that felt pretty good. And then at number five, let's see. I don't know. The Bucs, they didn't look very good last night, but I'll put them in there. I'll put them in there. Put the Bucs at five.
No Eagles, huh?
I just don't love the Eagles. You know, their vibes don't feel good right now for me. They played well this weekend, but that's how I feel.
You don't like the Eagles. Neither do I. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know who else I hate? The Broncos.
That's right. How about that comeback? That was disgusting to watch the Giants. I know you're a Jets fan, but that was sick to watch.
Really bad. Really bad. Let's just run the ball, guys, when you're up by 19. Let's just run it.
The Chiefs lost a playoff game, and you haven't been in Kansas City long enough. They lost a playoff game once where someone did the math in because they were up 30. If they had just knelt down, there wouldn't have been enough physical time on the clock for the team to come back. And they lost the game, and you're just like, oh, yeah. Well, at least it's a regular season game, not the playoffs.
That's right. That's right. Yay, they're fun. They're frisky.
You know what? Next week, Vinny, I might get your bottom five power rankings. I want to figure out.
Ooh, I like it. I'm
you
in.
Know,
I'm
all know, in. I want to know who the five worst teams are in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, Vinny, we appreciate it, man. We'll check in next week.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.